Welcome back to In Depth on all Lotus radio stations. I'm your host, Ian Sorensen. Still, I have Shannon Dobbs in the studio from On Common Ground. Shannon, how are you, bud?
Doing great. Thanks for having me back.
Of course. And give me a little overview on Common Ground in case people haven't heard about your organization.
So On Common Ground is a 501c3 organization here in town. And what our focus is on reducing the barriers to food access that we've got in our community. We've got a problem with a lack of grocery stores in 71% of the zip codes in our area. So that means that for the vast majority of people who live in Reno, Sparks area, you've got to get in a car or get on public transportation and go to where the food is, usually in the outlying big box stores.
Right.
What we need to do, especially in the in areas like downtown Reno that's got nearly 100,000 people without access to food, is we need to start thinking about putting resources in place that are bringing the food to where the people are so that people aren't scrambling and getting diverted over into fast food situations and really contributing to the obesity epidemic and a lot of the problems that we're dealing with in our community.
Cool. And as an effort of doing that, you have a wonderful fundraiser coming up.
We do. April 19th, we're going to be down at the Moon Rabbit Cafe inside the Reno Buddhist Center, and we're going to be doing a five-chef cook-off, which what we're doing is we're inviting five area chefs to come compete for a prize of tastiest dish, and they're going to be creating recipes that are in line with WIC-recommended foods combined with 2 to 3 items that are typically found in local food pantries, and they're creating these tasty dishes and modifying the recipes in solidarity with people who don't have kitchens, like in the downtown weekly motels, to be used on a single skillet, a hot plate, a steamer, or a slow cooker, and what the intention is we're going to be disseminating these recipes out through social service organizations throughout the community to get them in front of clients to really just expand our area knowledge of how to utilize the food that we're getting.
That is such a unique solution to a big problem.
Yeah, we're looking at it as
really beautiful.
It's a fundraiser, but it's also an educational component. It's going to be a fun event. We've got a great local band that's going to be playing. We've invited 12 area service organizations to table, so it's a great educational opportunity. It's a huge family-friendly event. We've got local Girl Scouts chapters coming in doing kids' activities. The UNR Nutrition Association is coming in, and they're doing a treat table, and they're also doing trivia events. Just really an engaging event that's going to bring the whole community together.
That's fantastic. So how can people, what's the status of how many people can fit in this party of sorts?
Right. We can put 300 people in the room. We did price the event very reasonably. It's only $30 pre-sale with a $10 discount for seniors and students, and children under 12 are only $8. So it's a real accessible event. We're not trying to price it out of everybody. We want people to be able to get in front of the chefs and really have these conversations and really get the experience of, you know, what's going into the food. What are people thinking when they're putting these things together, and how can I use the resources that I have at home to be able to create healthy meals for my family?
Very good. And then how can people actually get tickets? Can they buy them online, or?
They can buy them through our website. We have a link at ocgreno.org.
Beautiful.
And they can also go to ocg.yapcity.com. So either way, they can go and get the tickets. If they're not able to go to the event, they can still buy tickets, and we can use those purchases to create scholarships for people who can't afford to go. So we're actually working with the area service organizations that are tabling and that we've been collaborating with to work towards our common goals of increasing food access. And they're going to be inviting clients of theirs. They're going to be inviting employees and staffers and volunteers as Train the Trainer. It's really a robust event that's going to be providing a lot of benefit. So please step out and support. Whether or not you can make it down, please come down and support what we're doing. And hopefully we're going to be able to move significantly towards increasing our area food security and getting more access for people.
Beautiful. And speaking of, since I last spoke to you, what's kind of been the status of the organization? Are you getting more help from local, regional, like governmental offices? What's kind of the situation? Is it getting easier? Is it getting better?
It's absolutely getting better. The more the word is going out about what we're intending to do in the community, the more support we're getting. We've got a ton of volunteer support. We've been working closely with the Community Health Sciences Department over at UNR, who recently got their own status as an individual college. So they're doing really
cool.
Good in advancing their programs, and a lot of those are in line with what we're doing. We have a statement of support from the director of the Department of Agriculture for the state of Nevada, as well as the Department of Agriculture at UNR campus. Essentially, we're just reaching out and talking to all the key leadership right now. I've just gotten accepted as a member of the Washoe County Food Policy Council. And just last week, I was down talking to the state-level policymakers and talking about how we can work towards increasing the amount of food that we're accessing in our own community, and how we can really start looking at food as a scarce resource and start reducing the amount of food waste that we've got in our community through targeted policies, through using proven market strategies and proven technologies that are already accessible to us. Mm-hmm. We just need to start looking at how we can frame those to be able to best benefit the community.
Beautiful. And you know what I have to say about this is I've had so many experiences in this job meeting people from organizations who are doing these kind of pilot programs in Nevada that are just so unique and very inspired, and they start taking them to other places in the country. This is definitely one of those. I could definitely see this being in every state.
Oh, absolutely. What we're planning on building, and a lot of the components of what we're doing are already being done in other communities around the country. Daily Table in Dorchester, Massachusetts, it was started by the former CEO of Trader Joe's, Doug Rausch, and he put out, he started the first nonprofit grocery store. Now you've got Salvation Army is starting a pilot program in Maryland for their grocery stores. We've got other organizations that are really looking into it. So this is not necessarily a new concept, but it's something that can work really well in our community. You start talking about the mobile food truck loop that we're planning on incorporating to be able to get food into the outlying community. Nice. This is already being done in Rochester, New York, and in Philadelphia and other communities around the United States. What we're doing is essentially collaborating with these other nonprofits, getting this information, and then bringing it to Northern Nevada so we can incorporate it and customize it to the needs that we have in our own community.
Beautiful. Well, then how can people find out? I mean, apart from getting tickets to this wonderful event, which they should definitely do, how can they find out more about you just in general?
Definitely check out our website, ocgreno.org. Contact us. Contact at ocgreno.org and just ask questions. You know, we're very involved with the community. We want to engage the community and really get everybody in our community to understand that this is something that we can do for ourselves. This is something that we can put in place to really make a huge difference for so many people's lives. And it's not going to be incredibly difficult to do. It's a retail component. It's something it's not a new model. It's something that we can incorporate and really just start making a huge difference from day one.
Wonderful. Hey, Shannon Dobbs from On Common Ground. Thank you so much for coming in, man.
Pleasure to be here, Ian.